As you've been hearing in the bulletin, a security guard who sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl after she shoplifted a face mask and makeup brush from Penny's has been jailed for 5 years. 35-year-old Abdul Rahman Mohammed of Mountjoy Square, Dublin 1, was found guilty of sexual assault, false imprisonment and demanding money with menace in December 2022 in Penny's in Dundrum Shopping Centre. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds can tell us more. Tell us about the background to this, Paul.
Well, Gavin, the 15-year-old girl was out shopping with her friends in Penny's in the Dundrum Shopping Centre on the 4th of December 2022. Now, the girl put a makeup brush and a peel-off face mask in her jacket, but was stopped as she was leaving the shop by another security guard. She was then brought to a room where she was left alone with Abdul Rahman Mohammed. Now, the 35-year-old told the child to tell her friends to leave or they would be in trouble too, before accusing her of hiding more goods, making her strip to her underwear and putting his hands on her. He allowed her to dress afterwards and then asked her if she would pay. When she agreed, he told her to wait outside Penny's. Now, the man met the child in the Dundrum Shopping Centre car park, and the 15-year-old thought she had to pay him €2.50 for the face mask and the brush. She told him she would Revolut him the money. However, Mohammed wanted €250. So she called her friends. They didn't have the money either. One of them went to Penny's, where she was told that people caught shoplifting didn't have to pay security. Mohammed was arrested, charged, brought before the courts. He denied the charges. He tried to claim the girl and her friends had been following him around. We also heard in court that the CCTV footage in the changing room where the sexual assault took place had been interfered with and the footage was blurry. However, Abdul Rahman Mohammed was convicted by a jury last February and sentenced today.
Yes, tell us more about that sentence handed down today, Paul.
Well, in a victim impact statement which had been handed into the court, the girl said that the incident left her feeling afraid and depressed. She said she didn't want to go outside to the street in case she came across him, and she added that she couldn't close her eyes without seeing his face. Now, Mohammed's defence counsel, John Pert, said that up until now he had been the perfect citizen and that the incident was outside his ordinary character. He also said his client was well regarded in the community. He had volunteered at a food kitchen in the past. He was a foreign national, so spending time in prison here would be more onerous for him than an ordinary Irish citizen. Judge Orla Crowe, however, sentenced him to 5 years in prison today.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.